Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, everybody. I decided at the last minute to switch stools. And it's going to be really funny, whoever gets the one I was just on, because it's in a wind tunnel. And it was too breezy for me. I was like, this is too cold. I'm going to move instead of shivering through the whole show. We'll have the biggest guest sit there. What? They don't get as cold, right? I don't know how it works. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Welcome to a special edition of Doug Loves Movies, everybody. We are out on the high road coming to you from the Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington, in front of a live Pacific Northwest audience. Great news, PNWers. I know it's awkward at first, but just see if you get used to it, calling yourselves PNWers. See, somebody's already into it. My podcasting pals, just a quick plug for Never Not Funny, WTF with Mark Maron, and The Nerdist are all going to be doing live podcasts from Bumbershoot this year in Seattle. So try to get out there and support all your favorite podcasts. Those are some of my favorites, and I'll be on all of those again soon, or I just was. I don't know. I don't remember. Let's see. Now, this is normally where I do, this is a part of the show where I do like a movie story or joke of some kind, and I've got two of them I like to try tonight. The first one is, I don't know exactly what happened at the end of Inception, but I'm pretty sure Tony Soprano got whacked. And then the other one, already hotly contested on Twitter. I wrote it on Twitter today. And people already wrote, I already said that an hour ago. And I'm like, yeah, but I thought of it and I said it and I do it professionally. And you do it for 16 followers. And they screwed it up, and I'll explain why how they screwed it up in a second. But here's my other joke I wanted to say. Sylvester Stallone should put out a line of adult diapers for action stars and call them Dependables. And the people that argued with me, they put Dependables. And that's not as good, right? So I win. Yippee. All right. Let's bring out our guests. I wrote down fancy introductions for all of them, and I will bring them out here one at a time. Next page. I even wrote that at the bottom. First of all, he's the house MC here at Parlor Live in Bellevue, and he's always a pleasure to work with every time I come through town. He's Big Irish Jay on Twitter. Please give a warm welcome to Jay Hollingsworth, everybody. Jay.
Big Jay. Is here. Yeah, sit right there.
Sit in the cold spot, Big J. Isn't it freezing right there?
It's perfect.
Okay, talking to the microphone.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go. I know we have a great audience here, but there's a lot of people that will be listening to this, and they will, if they'd have missed that perfect, I don't know how they'd get through the rest of their day. Now, he's my co-star on G4's The High Road, and he's the co-host of the Comedy Film Nerds podcast. He's Graham Elwood, everybody!
Let's do it, Parlor Live! Let's make this the best podcast taping ever!
Now, I should note to the listener that he just threw a bunch of cash into the crowd. That's how he got everybody to go so apeshit.
Best $1,500 I ever spent, man.
All right. Now, so part of the fun of doing this show out of town, outside of California, it's one of two or three I've done this way now, is trying to convince some friend of mine to come and hang out with us and do the show and just come up just for that sole purpose. And I got somebody that I'm happy that I got, and I'll read the intro for him now. He's back to DLM, that's what I call it sometimes, to try to capture the Len Maltin victory that evaded him in his appearance on the show with Anthony Jeselnik. Please give it up, everybody, for Rob Hubel is here. People really do win at Doug Loves Movies. Rob Hubel just gave his own personal bottle of something to Jeremy.
It's cocoa butter.
Okay.
Wow. Who doesn't like cocoa butter?
And Jeremy is lathering up his arms. I really like that.
Lube it up, buddy. Lube that shit.
Jeremy is something of a miracle because he and his girl are sitting in the exact same seats they occupied at one of the shows this weekend. I forget which one.
Friday.
Okay. There was two that night. Do you know?
10 o'clock.
I thought you might be as clueless as me about it, but yeah, they're in the exact same seats. So I don't know how that happened, but probably is not a good sign. It's probably going to be an earthquake tonight.
Am I sitting under a wind tunnel?
Oh, you got a wind tunnel seat too? There's Graham, how's your seat?
That's fucking great, man. That's awesome.
Probably
it's
deflecting
warm,
off
it's
me.
It's temperate.
Yeah. So there's a couple spots on the stage where they hit you hard with the cold air. And
I'm just joking. I'm all good.
Oh, okay.
That's a sweet logo you have.
Yeah, that's neat. They're projecting the logo onto the back wall here at the Parlor Live. This is a very nice club. This is Rob's first time in the building, of course.
Yeah.
Any other anything else you want to say about
it? Let's start the motherfucking podcast.
Unsolicited. Unsolicited praise for Parlor Live.
I want to win. I want to beat you and you and you. I want to win. Mm-mm. I want to kill people.
Yeah, see, you're really competitive when you play, and that's I think that's why the audience was excited that you're the one that I got to come up here.
I'm here to murder people with movie trivia.
These people are up for it. It's like fucking Jim Guyana Jones people, and they're just like, woo, we want to die. That's an old cult reference, you guys.
Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
So, Rob, you may know him as the guy who uses too much Tanner in I Love You, Man, the motion picture.
Yes.
And then there was that other thing you were in. But what else have you got coming up?
I just did The Other Guys.
What's in the can?
See the
He has a quick scene in The Other Guys. Did you guys see him in that?
Why haven't you?
Yeah, it's, I know there's some good Human Giant fans here tonight.
I'm going to have sex with your wife, buddy.
We're going to need that cocoa butter back.
Yeah. It's just, it doesn't even have a brand. It just
Jeremy's has lotion. Clearly I remember combing up my arms. My elbows were so dry.
The guy that I gave the cocoa butter to is also wearing a t-shirt that says, "The magic is in the hole."
And stand up, dude. I know the listener, but he's huge. He's 800 feet tall. Look at him. Yeah. You're going to go through five of those cocoa butter things just to lube up your big body. I just got a boner.
What movies do you have in the can, Rob? What's coming up? You did a thing about kind of a serious movie about people die in a car accident or something. And then you come in and you're like, what's up?
Let's get high.
No, Other Guys. I did this Catherine Heigl movie.
That's what I'm talking about. What's it called? Is it called this Catherine Heigl movie?
It's actually supposed to be a good movie, but
you mean it's good like Traveling Pants good? Good like you'll never see it in a million years good.
Do a lot of people
not
listen
for
to this
dudes
podcast?
Good.
I don't know how many people do important people in Hollywood listen to this podcast?
I don't think so.
Or can I just like just go crazy?
Go crazy, dude.
I think the movie is going to be really good. I think it might be hard for me socially. I play a gay person in the movie, and I love gay people, but I'm not gay. And I think now after this movie, everyone's going to think that I am gay. So it could be hard.
So you're going to get a lot of cock.
I'm going to get so much cock.
Oh, my God. You're going to...
Oh, what a bad decision this is. Why am I doing this? I'm not gay. I love chicks.
You're going to find the magic in Jeremy's hole, is what I think.
Jeremy sucked it. Don't sing that too much. I don't want to have to pay for it. What's the movie called? Do you really not know?
No, I do know. It's called Life as We Know It. But I also just did this George Clooney movie.
Faggot.
In Hawaii? Wait, me or him? Who are you talking about? But literally, that's also like a serious movie. And so when I pop up, it's going to be really distracting. People are going to be like, wait, why is that guy in this movie? And but he's like, he's an amazing actor. And we shot a few scenes. Like my scenes are with him. And it's him like crying. And...
couldn't stop laughing, right?
I literally could. I was just like, this guy's going to get so laid. This scene is going to get him so much pussy. No, it's funny though, but they shot this one scene where he has to tell like a big party. It's like a cocktail party, and he's telling these people that his this is terrible, but his wife is dying, and he's telling them this news. And so when he does the scene, he starts crying, you know, when he's doing it. And all these extras in the movie, all these women are just like, just weeping from here and weeping from here. just like so moist.
The face and vagina, I should say, for the listeners.
Oh, sorry, podcast people, yes. I pointed to my eyeballs and my vaginas.
George Clooney make vaginas cry.
But
I'm not gay, but I've got a vagina. Keep it in a drawer.
Wouldn't that be great if a woman came up and said, my vagina weeps for you? Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. You should make a t-shirt with that, Jeremy.
Yes.
So, Big J, have you been to the movies lately? Have you gotten out to the motion pictures?
I recently saw The Other Guys, and what really made it for me was there was this one actor, and it was amazing. It was I really think it turned the movie. He was like kind of he was a detective. He kind of examined a car.
Talking about me, buddy.
That's right. Boom.
What have you ever done? Not jack shit.
Other than that, I didn't really care about the movie. No, it was good.
What have you ever done?
You been in any movies, Jeremy?
Yeah. Your magic hole, has that ever been in a movie?
Yeah.
His wife or girlfriend just said, I hope not.
He looks like he could be, like, you should have been in The Expendables. Did you see Expendables this weekend? Dude, go and beat off to that movie. Did anyone see that movie here?
I saw it.
Seriously? No one saw that movie this weekend?
Doug saw it.
It's kind of movie lovers that are in the audience.
Why didn't you guys see that? It's so stupid.
These are the only people that saw Scott Pilgrim instead of Julia Roberts or The Expendables.
Scott Pilgrim! Scott Pilgrim is so awesome, man. It is so fucking great.
Is it
great.
Good?
Oh, it's so great. It's like Kick-Ass. Doug and I were talking about it. It's like...
not as violent. I mean, it's different, but it's...
It's like Kick-Ass in the sense that I think I'm... And the box office has kind of showed it that I'm afraid, and Doug and I were talking about this, that the trailer might scare some people away, like the trailer for Kick-Ass made it look like, Spy Kids, this is going to be cute. And it's like, no, there's a 10-year-old girl that kills people and calls them cunts, and it's fucking rad.
It's a family
and
movie.
Scott Pilgrim is really, it looks like, oh, it's going to be kind of, they're going to try too hard in the trailer a little bit. The movie's great, though, and I've talked to some friends that read the comic. They say it's dead on, so it's... see it.
Yeah, but it's, you know, we're recording this podcast on the Sunday night, the weekend that Scott Pilgrim opened, and it's, you know... It's made like $10 million and fifth place or something like that. It's an extremely disappointing opening. So if you loved it, you know, try to get other people to go see it in the next week or two. And it could be one of those things that, you know, sort of catches on after the first weekend.
But I hope so.
Weekend really kills it, though, you know.
If you like to beat off to Machine Guns, then go see The Expendables.
Well, that's what I said. I said to Brian Posehn, I like Scott Pilgrim better because it has girls in it. And Brian goes, what about Charisma Carpenter? Because she's Jason Statham's girlfriend for two scenes, and one of them she's got a big old bruise on her face. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything either, but there's a scene in The Expendables where, and this is a bummer actually, they waterboard this woman. And
yeah,
they show it. They show it. And you're like, okay, well, now I know how to waterboard a woman. I'm going to go do that.
Like, yeah, it's totally gives you the
really
idea
disturbing.
That it's something you can do. Yeah.
Because
it's not that complicated. You just wrap a thing around her face and then hold her down and pour water at her face.
It's pretty easy. Pretty fun. No, it's not fun. Don't do that.
Dick Cheney's going to jerk off so hard to that scene. But I liked when there was a guy on fire. A man was on fire, and he was running around screaming about being on fire, and one of the good guys was, like, annoyed by it and punched him in the face. It's amazing.
You've been extinguished. Boom.
Has anyone here seen the best movie ever made called Step Up 3D? So good. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. I'm not even joking. I mean, the talking is... for idiots, but it's unbelievable. Literally, I was like, oh, I have not seen this before. Where, like, I didn't know that teenagers' bodies could float through space in such a sweaty way.
It's crazy. It's so good. You guys got to see it. It's real. I mean, but literally when they talk, it's like, oh, never mind. Okay, this is for...
Yeah, it's the worst. But like, there's amazing 3D stuff, like the scene where the couple is standing on the air grate.
Yeah.
And they realize that if they take their Slurpee straws out of their Slurpees and blow the little bit that's in there, the grating will shoot it up into the air, and yeah. then it comes into our faces. I was surprised that they didn't hire like an usher to run by with a spray bottle and shoot everybody in the face during that scene with some sticky shit.
I completely like did the worst thing in the middle of that movie for real. I went to see it with a bunch of friends of mine, and I forgot that it's like, it's not even PG. It might be rated G. There's no swearing or anything. And I went to see it the other night at like 7 o'clock at night in LA. And there's a part where the bad guy comes on screen, and I stood up and I go, "Fuck you! Fuck you!" Like, because everyone was kind of yelling and, you know, being funny. And then I looked, and right next to me were two little kids, like little, little kids. And so after the movie, I actually did this. I waited until their parents came out, and I go, "I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry. I was the grown man that was sitting next to your kids screaming, 'Fuck you,' at the screen." And the dad was so nice. He goes, "I accept your apology." That was it. But yeah, it's really good, man. You should see that movie. It's so good.
It's pretty fun. I like when the, like, you know, what is he, like, 16-year-old hip-hop dancer gets excited when an ice cream truck is playing some old Frank Sinatra standard. And he goes, "Oh, that's my favorite." And then they bust out a whole routine to it right there on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty fucking
and
sweet.
Then, isn't there like a water main breaks and then they do a dance?
Yeah, they do a whole dance off in the water.
You got to have a dance off in the water.
Yeah. It's a flash dance off.
Yeah.
I also like splash.
I love the idea, the concept that people can resolve their differences through breakdancing. It's like, "Fuck you, man." Like, normally you would shoot someone in the throat.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah. No. When I saw you spin around on your head 16 times, I decided you maybe I was wrong.
Yeah.
That's how we settle problems in the barrio.
I'll fucking kick your ass. Yeah. 3D yeah. front row.
Yeah. Try to do more physical comedy, Graham.
What are some other things we could
People
do?
People are paying $2 to hear this.
Thanks.
And you're dancing.
Well,
and getting a guy in the front row all wet.
Well, Ben,
is the show
row,
that great, sir?
And Ben in the front row, then he just took a napkin and cleaned some of the water up. For the listener, I poured water in the on the stage, and then I did an amazing dance number on it.
Well,
too bad
amazing.
You weren't here to see it live. And I won the dance off, and we resolved our differences, and then Ben in the front row cleaned it up after me. Yay, Ben!
I think I know the answer already, Graham. But what is like? What is the movie that's out right now that you want to tell your whole Palm Strike army to go and see?
Like I said, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, man. It is, yeah, fucking see it. Tell all your friends, tweet about it, because, like, Kick-Ass is actually, you know, it didn't do that well at the box office. The DVD is doing very well because of the word of mouth. So, if like, honestly, like, vote with your dollars, man. I say that on my podcast all the time. Like, if you're tired of shitty Michael Bay fucking movies, then put...
Hey.
Not cool, bro.
Yeah. Rob is playing a doctor in one scene in the next Transformers.
Well, all right, then pay
for it. He walks in and snaps the glove and hands the patient some cocoa butter.
That's all I want to do in any movie. I would love to do that in like 10 movies. Just hand someone cocoa butter. And then explode, like my head gets blown off.
And then dance off.
Yeah, straight to the dancing.
But yeah, Scott Pilgrim's really, I snuck in today and saw like the first hour of it again, because Graham and I saw it on Friday. It was just us and a few other people and our, you know, so we were just sitting there kind of casual with our pants around our ankles. What?
With cocoa butter.
Yeah. We went for the same joke, but I decided not to hammer the cocoa butter thing again. But...
Have you just started working with me? That's all I fucking do, bitch, is hammer jokes into the ground.
And then I give them CPR and then fucking beat them in the ass again.
And then palm strike them.
And then I palm strike them. Thanks, Jay, for telling me to call back my own joke.
You bet.
That's pretty awesome, though. That'd be a pretty good threat to somebody. I will beat you until you're dead, and then I'll give you CPR so I can beat you some more.
Yes.
Because beating the dead is cruel. That's like the thing I love about the last Rambo and the current Expendables is just how insane the violence is.
Yeah. There's so much.
Like Terry Crews in Expendables at one point is like, this gun has bullets that explode inside you. And then he whips it out at one point and everybody just gets eviscerated in the most violent fashion. And then I'm sitting in the audience going, why don't they just use that gun all the time? Like, why do they go, oh, no, now we need this gun. This is a different kind of group of guys coming at us, trying to kill us. We have to take it up a notch.
There's a line in there. I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but you'll appreciate it. But you know how you see Bruce Willis for, like, 2 seconds? And he's in a church, right? And then so Schwarzenegger walks in. And Schwarzenegger, all he does is, like, say hello to Mickey Rourke or somebody like that. He just goes, like, hey, what's up, bro? And the other guy, Mickey Rourke, goes, what's up, man? And Bruce Willis, his only line in the movie is like, why don't you guys not suck each other's dicks? He literally said, it's like, first of all, you're in a church. Like,
yeah. And second of all, it's Schwarzenegger talking to Sylvester Stallone, the lead character.
Yeah.
And then
it's
Bruce
hard
Willis,
to tell. I can't remember because he looks like such a fucking crazy person.
Yeah, but then Bruce Willis says about the director of the movie and the governor of California, when are you guys going to stop sucking each other's dicks?
But if you're going to have one line...
He has more than one line, too.
Oh,
it's a whole scene of them. But it's funny because after they talk for a little bit, Arnold Schwarzenegger just goes, this isn't for me, and then he leaves. Like, there was no reason for him to be there. And his character is just like, no, I don't want that offer. And he leaves, and then they never mention him again. But but I was thinking about when I mentioned the Terry Crews gun, it's like in the Mission Impossible movies when there's a scene where Tom Cruise will pull off the face of somebody who is an imposter of. When you can do that, why would you ever look like yourself if you're a spy, if you could make a whole fake face? Or like Charlie's Angels when LL Cool J pulls his face off and it's Drew Barrymore, and then later in the movie she's disguised as a man, but she just has a little mustache pasted on. Wait, you could look exactly like LL Cool J in the first part of the movie, but now you've just put on a mustache and being a girl, obviously dressed as a man. Next topic. Yeah, let's play some games. What do you say?
Let's do it! Let's do it! You will bow down before me, you and your ass!
What movie? Bam. Bam. Terrence Stamp.
Superman was the answer if that wasn't on mic. And thanks for bringing your own trivia, Graham.
I just like to get them warmed up.
Can I plug Jackass 3D?
Yeah, you can. It's a movie.
Nobody said no.
It's a movie.
I saw a screening of that 2 weeks ago, and it's fucking amazing.
It looks hilarious.
It really is amazing. Like, there's a couple parts where,
let's keep in mind, let's put it this way. If you liked 1 and 2 or the series.
Oh, yeah. If you're offended by shit
if you don't like
in
that.
3D, then, and I don't mean stuff, I mean shit. In 3D, then don't.
Oh, they
see
throw
it.
Shit at the camera?
They don't throw it at the camera. It just happens.
Oh, Jesus.
Can't control where it's gonna go. Just comes out and comes in your face in three dimensions.
But
all of the other stuff is so funny. It's really, really funny.
Yeah, the trailer is hilarious.
Yeah,
but I like when they fall down. I don't like when they eat until they vomit or shit in each other's faces.
I like that you simplify it to like, yeah, they just fall down. Just
well,
put that in the movie.
Ultimately, that's what it is. When in the trailer, when what's his name Knoxville is in the Santa Claus suit on the top of a really tall tree, and then they just saw it down. God damn it!
I know.
That is such a funny visual.
And he's like, I'm kind of Santa, drank too much last night. Meh, bam. It's
It's good business.
Yeah, they're doing that. That's like makes it so much worse that they're doing all that stuff hungover most of the time. Like that cannot help the process at all. I'm gonna smash you in the head really hard. Oh well, it's a good thing I'm hungover.
Yeah.
It's gonna work out great. All right. So, do you, anything else you want to promote, Rob?
Just life. Just enjoy your lives.
You're so full of movie stories. I feel like I'd be remiss without asking you about. He was telling us before the show that you recently went to a 30th anniversary screening of Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh,
that was really fun.
And
we went to this.
Who was sitting near you?
Well, we were sitting in front of Han Solo and Chewbacca. I forgot those guys' real names.
Peter Mayhew and Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the screening of Empire Strikes Back.
Wait, was Peter Mayhew Darth Vader?
No, Peter Mayhew is Chewbacca.
He's the guy. Okay, okay. Who's Darth?
Whoever the guy is.
David Prowse was Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Sorry.
Whoever the guy is, he goes.
I thought you laughed because I got it wrong. What? Yeah, yeah. That guy. That noise. Do it again. Meow.
Yeah, but
originally Chewbacca was just going to fart out of his mouth.
Yeah. Yes, that's a true fact.
Yeah, it didn't work, so they went in and looped in a new noise.
But yeah,
You know, Big J hasn't taken a shot at it yet. Do your Chewbacca impression.
Chewbacca.
I have nothing. It's horrible. It's fucking horrible.
I knew it. I knew the big fat guy could do it.
I'm out of here. Fuck.
Oh, hey. I take that back.
I want to plug.
I didn't
classic.
Think you could do it.
Oh wait, are we done with you?
I'm done. Yeah.
I want to plug a classic, the finest martial arts cinematography ever, because I'm trying to bring it back. The Last Dragon.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's great.
Wait, are
who
we just
is the baddest mofo low down in this town?
Wow.
Wait,
that's
are we
impressive.
Just
nice. That's
are
impressive.
We just going around and saying things that we like?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you started it.
Like I love chicken.
You're not like, in Jackass.
Yeah. I'd like to
you're not
Doug
in Jackass 3D.
Chicken, bitches.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I love fucking coconut water. Who the fuck wants a taste of that shit?
Yeah. I'd like some to plug Jeremy because his hole is magic. Yeah. Oh God.
I get it. Plug Jeremy's hole. Let's talk about movies. No, you started, Rob, with the I want to talk about a movie I'm not in that I think you should see.
No, but this was a movie that I
you saw early and you want to get the word out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he wants to get the word out about Last Dragon super late.
But you can't go back in time.
Why can't you?
No.
There's fucking rules now.
And why do you keep eating ice cubes like you're pregnant?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Is that a thing? Do pregnant people do that?
Jeremy, is that what pregnant people do? Resident expert on weird things?
Your pickle martini's on its way. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, yeah, Last Dragon, I want to plug.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
Go see
movie.
Last Dragon because Big J loves it.
It's the greatest martial arts movie ever.
It's okay.
You have Bruce Leroy.
The greatest one ever?
No.
For what it is.
What about that one with the thing?
That one is good.
What is the greatest martial arts movie, Graham?
I go Enter the Dragon. I mean, that's kind of a staple. Enter the Dragon's amazing. But there's so many, like, obscure ones, like, that have... I mean, I honestly, Hero, that movie that came out about 4 or 5, blew me away. It was so visually amazing. It, like, I never want to see it on DVD because I only want to remember how amazing it was on a big screen. That's what I thought of Hero.
I don't like Asian people.
Well, then The Perfect Weapon, Jeff Speakman.
What?
The Perfect Weapon, Jeff Speakman.
Yeah.
Non-Asian.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just joking.
Yeah, that's where you go for non-Asian martial arts is Jeff Speakman. Yeah.
Jeff Speakman. Yeah.
And obscure.
Or Uma Thurman.
Yes.
She's a good martial artist.
Did we already play the game?
Yeah.
You won. Congrats.
You totally won, dude.
We're almost out
I won?
Of time.
Yeah, which means you're eliminated. It's a crazy system I have.
You get a bowl of ice cubes.
Let's play Build a Title, and the way we do that is we get, hopefully, a very simple and easy to build on title from the audience. It's been a disaster sometimes when I ask people to name a title. Let's go with Ron, the fiancé. That's what his gigantic name tag says. One of the bigger name tags, I'd say. Probably, maybe the biggest. Looks like a sheet of paper. Safety pin, bam. Let's go, honey. Yeah, just name a movie. You don't have to rub your chin. I didn't ask for a theorem.
You want some cocoa butter for that chin?
Hammer. We can go to somebody else.
Were you in a car accident today?
Wow.
Just put a sentence together. I'm sure there's a movie. Just say a word, and there's probably a movie called that.
Awesome. Father the Bride. All right, so the title is Father the Bride. We start on the opposite end there with Rob. Would you like to name a movie that ends in Father or one that begins with Bride?
Can I do Father of the Bride of Frankenstein?
Yeah, you can.
Did I win?
People were sort of impressed.
Is it over?
So we got Father the Bride of Frankenstein. Graham, what can you add to that?
So I either a movie that ends in Father or begins with Frankenstein, correct?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in a car accident today, so get the fuck off my back. No, Frankenstein versus the Mummy.
Wait a second.
That's
all right,
yes.
Bride of Frankenstein. Wait, what? Father of the Bride of Frankenstein versus the Mummy.
Yeah.
You could just add part two if you're super lazy.
Can I do the shorter version of Father? Baby's Daddy?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either. We'll do
Father of the Bride of Frankenstein versus the Mummy part two. Or just two? Was it two or part two? Does anybody know specifically?
Mummy Returns.
Oh, Mummy Returns. Good call. Okay, so that's Mummy Returns. So nothing begins with the word returns. So I'm going to go with Father. I'm going to go in the name of the Father of the Bride of Frankenstein versus the Mummy Returns. So you need something that ends in "in," Rob. Because I don't think anything begins in "returns." Turns.
Were you whispering to me?
Earns. Earns of a dead person.
Wait, what is it? What are our ending options right
returns.
Now?
Returns.
Returns is on one end. So fuck that end. And on the front end is "in." In the name of the Father of the Bride of Frankenstein versus the Mummy Returns.
Can I just quit?
Yes. You're out.
I quit.
Rob Hubel is out, everybody. Means he can't play any more games for the rest
no
of the show.
Games?
I'm just kidding.
You're
I'm just
done.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. Take back your cocoa butter and go home. No, Graham Elwood, can you do anything with that? I've got something.
Let's see.
It's a cheat because it's from one other time when the first word was "in," but I can do it. 10 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
Devil
it's like
in.
A movie. What?
Devil in.
There's something called Devil in.
It's not a movie.
Yeah.
Can't just right. say
it's
words.
Like a porno.
All right, Graham's out. Big J, what do you got?
Fucking nothing. I was trying to think.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
I got Roan in.
The name of the father of the bride
of Frankenstein versus the Mummy
Don't applaud
returns.
That. Don't applaud that.
I know. It's like, but you know, it's like people that are really good at Scrabble and they know every stupid two-letter word, you know, like there's just ways to cheat. And I just did it and ended the game mercifully. Because the three of you were all just pissing your pants trying to think of anything. What's that? Suspect zero, Nin. Yeah, but I won, so we don't have to keep going.
Well, then I could have said Ronin. I could have said the Kurosawa movie, Ronin. But
Inception.
Shut it.
That's a good one.
That is good. Inception in the name of the Father
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. See, I like sound-alikes. Like, people write to me on Twitter, they try to do ones that fit, but they don't sound right. They just, the letters are right. So that's the way to play the game. And congratulations to all of you for losing.
Damn it. I just thought of one. Fuck.
I play it all the time, so I can't be beat. No, I can totally be beat. All right, but let's pick some contestants for you guys to play for. In the Leonard Maltin game, I will let each of you pick who you're going to play for. So let's start with Big J. Whose name tag strikes your fancy?
Brian.
Brian. Where's Brian? Way
I
over
suck,
there.
Brian. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Wow. He does have a big tag. Okay, Graham, who would you like to play for?
I'm torn between the dude with the Batman shirt and the girl who's really excited about Human Giant. All right.
Yeah, you wear a Batman shirt all the time. Why don't you have some fucking...
Batman shirt. I got to go Cody, Batman shirt. Sorry, Aaron, no offense. I have a Batman cookie jar and a Batman watch and Batman cocoa butter.
I totally can't read that guy's name tag, though. What is it, Cody?
Cody,
all right. And Rob, who do you want to play for?
I got to play for the slutty Human Giant fan.
She's not. No, you can't also play for Cody.
I know she's not slutty. The guy's like, that's my wife.
I think Cody looks kind of like a whore, so I think we're going to get this. This is going to be good business.
All right. Let me get my phone out. I should have done that while you guys were talking. I'm pulling up the Leonard Maltin app. I've pre-checked it before the show. It actually works in here.
Is it possible that I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
These are delicious.
You could get like a glass of water, you know what I mean? But I know that's too much for the baby.
I gotta take care of my baby.
Let's start with Big J. It's his first time playing the game. Then we'll go down to Rob, Graham, and around that way until there's a winner. I would like you to pick between these categories. My friend, would you like a music biopic, a Western, or audience favorite in theaters now?
Oh, fuck. In theaters now.
In theaters now. All right. Yeah. These are movies that are in theaters now, so Leonard did not give them a rating, and you can't pick a year because... Well, let me you pick a year. Would you like 2010, 2010, or 2010?
I'm going to go with 2010.
Okay, here we go. 2010. This is a movie from this year. Leonard writes longer reviews for the new movies on his app, so I'll try to pick out some things that don't give away too much. Kind of hard. The most novel aspect of the movie is that it takes place in blank.
Helpful.
For some reason, where it takes place is a very novel aspect of the movie. And then another clue is, all in all, it's pretty good.
Fuck.
Oh, I know it.
And like I said, I can't tell you how many stars, but it's in theaters now, and you have 10 names. How many names you didn't get it in? J?
10.
H? Bids 10 names. Rob Hubel?
4.
4 names. Always a bold bidder, Rob Hubel, you guys.
4?
That's why I live my life. That's the way I live my life. Me and Aaron.
I say name that movie, yeah. Bitch.
Well,
didn't
there's no to, reason to,
have to say
bring
bitch.
His middle yeah. name into it. There's no reason to tell everybody what his middle name is.
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry. That's what I would mean. That's a term of thing with a thing.
Okay.
All right. Would you like the clues again, Rob?
What?
Would you like the clues again? The clues?
It's in theaters now, and I get 4 names of the people in movies, and it's unusual because it's in blank, which is 3D, right?
No, it's a location.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're fucked.
It's in a location.
All right, here's your
it's
4
somewhere.
Names.
Somewhere?
Yeah, this all movie right. takes place somewhere. That's an interesting aspect of it, is that it has a location.
Damn it. Okay.
And it...
can I stand up for this?
And all in all, it's pretty good. Whew. James A. Stevens was in this movie?
Who the fuck is that?
Jake Cherry?
Who?
Say the name, what you just said.
Jake Cherry.
Jake Cherry.
Is this a porn movie? Like
Jake Cherry, like Jeremy's magic hole.
Alice Krieg.
Oh, Kriegster, yeah.
Yeah. And Monica Bellucci.
Wait, who's that? That sounds familiar.
Monica Bellucci, I think was in Matrix.
Was that
movies.
The Matrix? Yeah.
No yelling out the answer.
All right.
Not the good Matrix.
It's really in theaters now. Like, I could go
outside.
Yeah,
if you thought about, like, what's in theaters now, this would be one of them.
Do you guys know what it is?
Not necessarily a lot of theaters.
Does anyone here?
Don't yell out the answer.
Person, two people am I allowed
to phone a friend?
No. You're allowed to guess in 10 seconds. Right. 14
count
seconds.
Count it down. You count it down.
80 seconds. Three seconds.
That shit down.
Two. One.
Step up 3D.
Nothing? You got nothing?
It's step up 3D, man.
All right. So Graham wins the point.
What? How is it not step up 3D?
Cody.
What was it?
Well, I'll read the rest of the names, and then people can yell it out as soon as they know it. Omar Benson Miller, Toby Kebbell, Teresa Palmer, Alfred Molina, Jay Baruchel. Nicolas Cage. Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Sorcerer's
that's
Apprentice.
Right.
Alfred Molina.
Wait,
yeah.
What is it?
Really stretching it to say in theaters now. I think it's on the way out.
That's not a movie. The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Oh, Jesus.
No one...
It's a movie based on a scene from a cartoon. So it's legit.
It's
too
not
legit.
A movie.
All right, I'm going to erase it from the phone so I never
wait,
ask
can
about
I
it
get,
again.
Can I get points if I get the one-inch death punch?
Jay does this, Big Jay can do a one-inch punch, which is like a really hard punch that only comes at you from just 1 inch away. And I've been trying to talk Rob into doing it, getting punched in front of the audience. Jackass style. So if you're willing to take a one-inch punch, we'll give you 1 point for it.
Oh, shit. I have been drinking.
Do it for that slut who likes Human Giant.
This specifically does not translate to a podcast. Can I just go, pull?
Yeah, well, no, because the audience here isn't going to cheer you faking it. They're going to cheer when it really happens.
Okay.
You can wait if you want. You don't have to do it now.
I'll wait, but I want to do it.
Oh.
Because I'm going to need that point.
All right, well, whenever... Better strategically when you think you need that point, jump in. We're going to play the two.
I'm only going to do it if you can do it in my face.
No problem.
No. Yes.
This is very sensitive.
No, this is
Bigfoot.
That's a bad idea. Don't do it in the face.
From an inch away?
No, don't.
It's a fucking inch.
Just call me a pussy.
Yeah, do you know how much speed it can gain in that 1 inch? A lot.
You're going to need a lot of ice cubes.
Yeah. But but keep in mind, it's the first person to 2 points, and Graham has got one on the board. So you may need to use that point
all right.
Now. All right. Graham challenged Rob, and Graham got the point. So we start with Big J. Mm. You get to pick the category. Should we do in theaters now? Again, didn't work out for you so good. Sly Stallone movies, because The Expendables is playing in theaters now and is crazy. Or movies that are set in Seattle. Special category for a special place.
I would normally say the Stallone ones, but because I'll pick the Seattle one. I'll go with Seattle.
That's so sweet of you. Why don't you play to win instead of sucking up to these...
Stallone.
Yeah.
Boo!
Brian.
Boo!
I'm playing for Brian. Fuck everyone else. It's me and you, Brian. That's right. We'll one inch punch everyone.
Stallone.
Fuck it.
All right. Do you want a Stallone movie from 1984, 1998, or 2006?
2006.
Here we go.
How many were there?
Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. That's. I might give a little more. Len might be a little hard on it.
Would you give it 5?
No, because it's a 1-4 system. Leonard Maltin doesn't go off of his own charts. All right, so let's see here. It's hard to pick a clue out. Contrived.
Isn't that every Stallone movie that's ever been made?
Contrived, to be sure, but also curiously endearing. All right, you got that? And it's from 2006, 2.5 stars, and you have 9 names. Shh. Don't say it. Don't yell anything.
Don't yell it out.
9 names.
I will say...
How many names do you think you can get it in, Big J?
3 names.
3 names. Rob?
0 names.
0 names. Now, Graham Elwood?
-1!
-1!
God damn it!
Negative names. Here we go. The crowd is going berserk.
Wait.
Sit down, Graham. This isn't over yet.
Fuck, I can't remember the other guy's name. I want to do -2 so bad, but I can't remember the other fucker's name.
So if you... So you have to name in order from top down the... What'd you say? 1 name?
-1, yes,
-1.
So he only has to name the absolute lead of the movie. But if Jay wants to try to challenge that, you're going to have to try to come up with 2 names.
God, I can't remember the fucking name. All right, name it. Fuck, I know. I can't.
Well, you know he's going to get it.
I know. I can't think of the other name.
What a horrible conundrum.
Yeah, what if... Can we use 1-inch death punches as more than negative names? Like, can I say...
Dude.
Yeah, can I say 1 negative name and a 1-inch death punch?
Death punch.
What the fuck?
I'm asking.
I just want to see you get 1-inch punch so bad that I'm kind of willing to say yes, even though that doesn't make any sense.
Is that...
And is this rule going to carry over for
the crowd wants a 1-inch punch.
I don't. I really...
Hey, Graham, what's the movie and the actor? Just say it.
That would be Rocky Balboa with, I think it was Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
is that
right.
Correct?
That's correct. Now, Graham, will you be willing to go back to just 1 point if he takes the punch right now?
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, here we go. Yes.
All right. You get Graham's point, and he's not officially the winner yet. If you take a 1-inch punch.
Wait, is the 1-inch punch going to give me diarrhea?
Depends on where you do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it in your butthole.
Fucking the TMZ right
there. No, if you do it in your butthole, you don't get diarrhea, you get vomit. All right.
Let it marinate.
Come on, take it.
Wait, am I doing it right
now? 1-inch punch.
Yeah, it has to be now or never.
1-inch punch.
I'll do it.
1-inch punch. 1-inch punch.
All right.
1-inch punch.
Well, you guys
all right,
are
now wait,
sadists.
Jay, hold on.
This is vicious.
Have you guys seen this before?
Is it? No.
I made him 1-inch punch the opening act the last time I was here.
Now, I usually like tone it down, but I've been
David
drinking.
Huntsberger took it like a man.
Aaron, I'm doing this for you.
Rocky Balboa!
Ding, 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 ding.
The Italian
Go
Stallion.
Go get him, kid.
Wait.
I may be dead, but I'll talk to you in flashbacks, kid.
This does not translate to the podcast at all. Don't hit my dick.
You got to piss lightning. You got to crap thunder.
It's a 1-inch.
Wait,
should
use I hold
your
my
imaginations,
breath?
Listeners.
Just relax. I'll do.
You relax.
I won't do it, but I'll let you feel like what it's going to be.
Just make whatever
you're
noise
be there in the fucking sternum where they knock
where
the
your
wind
baby,
out of people.
Your baby's going to die.
yelling.
I won't do 100%.
Home abortion. Home abortion. Sorry.
Wait. Oh.
That was amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you ready?
He totally caught him off guard.
Oh, shit.
See, now I'm not going to feel bad for charging $1.99 for people to listen to that.
Man, that's
that is good listening.
Right, that's the warm-up.
It's spreading throughout my body.
It rolls.
Like, I can feel stuff rushing to my heart. Like in... Kill Bill Part 2.
Get him a body bag.
Sweep the leg. All
right, so what's the score?
It's still sick.
You have one.
I do feel
and
sick.
And Graham has one.
It's 1-1?
Yeah. All right, fuck it. Yeah, I'm on board.
Oh,
I could take some more of that.
You can't.
Here we go.
Get him some eyes.
Little side note, you can't fly for 48 hours.
What?
You're staying.
Is that true?
No, oh, fuck okay. No.
I was in, yeah. Don't go in a plane. The decompression and the thing that happened. Okay.
Is that true?
Did I at least stand my ground, or did I?
Yeah, that was good.
You did good.
I didn't step back at all, did I?
A little bit. I wasn't
all
looking.
These people are like, you fucking pussy.
Even your human giant fans are, you pussy, like, fucking fight back. Do something.
Her husband's like, see that guy? He's a dick.
Sorry, you can see it tomorrow on YouTube. It's been recorded.
Oh, yeah, no. Sweet.
Nah.
All right, keep going. All right, one to one.
You get to pick the category.
Me again?
Yes, you.
Why always him?
What the fuck?
Because it keeps stopping at Graham.
Because you guys each got points and he didn't.
I know. All right, fuck. I let you down, Brian.
Come on, dude.
Category is Jesus.
Can I have some of that?
Well, Brian, who Big J is playing for, is really mad. He's like, come on, man.
I need some cocoa butter.
Rub it on your tummy.
All right, Big J, you get to pick the category.
Oh, he's cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter
helps. You're putting cocoa butter on the wound, the non-existent wound.
It smells so coconutty.
That's like that. When you lift up your shirt like that, it's literally like the after in the P90X infomercial. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, I'm so lubed.
Free handshakes from Rob after the show. Okay. Big J, do you want to play set in Seattle, musical biopics, or westerns?
The last one was restrooms?
Yes, movies that take place in restrooms.
What'd you say?
What?
What the fuck? Restrooms?
Westerns. Westerns. Westerns.
Oh, westerns, fuck my bad. We'll do Seattle.
Okay. Set in Seattle. All right, would you like us... Please don't yell out, because you guys are going to know it. You're going to be like, that was on my blog. They kept me up all night. 1987, 1989, or 1996?
87, 89, or 96. Let's go...
If this game was just repeating back the 96. Years that I say, you would win.
Let's go 96.
Okay, 96.
Okay, 96.
That's what you said, 96. I figured out you always go for the most recent. It's a good, smart play. 2 stars from Len. Not fair. It deserves 2.5 at the very, very least. He says that it's, let's see. He says it's passable.
Passable?
Passable. Hence the 2 stars, I guess. And then the executive producer is Brian Grazer. That's a horrible clue. But that's, yeah, the rest of it gives it away. Oh, awfully derivative. There you go. That's a good clue. Awfully derivative. Passable, awfully derivative. Brian Grazer is a producer. 2 stars. 1996. And there are 5 names.
I will say 2.
He thinks he can get it in 2, Rob Hubel.
Name that movie.
All right.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
I think you had a good shot at this. The names are Alyssa.
Hopefully if I can stay awake. I was trying to get a fucking hint from you. I was trying to get a fucking read. All right. Sleepless in Seattle.
Don't try to play mind games. You have no idea?
We'll see that kind
of bidding and you have no idea?
No.
How dare you?
How dare you spit
on my stupid game? Now, just listen to the two fucking names and try to play like you're thinking and trying to win. But seriously, thanks for helping us move all the tables earlier.
If I give him another 1-inch punch, can I get a point?
Yes.
All right, done. Let's go.
Wait, let's see if he gets it, and then I'll punch him.
All right, the names are Alyssa Milano and Amy Brenneman. Yeah.
It takes place in Seattle, two stars.
The Seattle audience
passable,
doesn't know.
Passable, derivative, awfully derivative. Producer.
This is a fucking made. Oh, I already said two, so I'm 10 Things I Hate About You. Oh. Do you know it?
No.
Well, then fuck off. Fuck you.
Your partner doesn't know it.
I know. I told you.
All right, well, it is a hard one. I'll give you that. And
do you guys know?
Yeah, yeah. People in the audience know it. But you give up, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the winner is Rob Hubel. He wins our game.
No way!
And
we got to go one more point. I got a chance to tie. I gave him that point in the fight. We got to go one more.
You got to take a one-inch punch. Wait. Before we do it, though, let's just finish out this, because people listening are going to be like, what was the fucking movie? It also starred William L. Peterson, Reese Witherspoon, and Mark Wahlberg, and it's called Fear. It's kind of a good schlocky movie. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Wait,
all right,
now
now Graham's going to get a one-inch punch.
Then does he get a point?
Yeah, you guys will be tied at two apiece.
Man, all right.
And we'll have to have a tiebreaker.
This isn't really the Leonard Maltin game. This is more just like fucking fighting.
This is the LMMA.
But Jay, hit him. Jay,
LMMA.
Hit him when he's
Maltin
not expecting
martial
it.
Arts. Holy shit. That one, it happens out of nowhere. I was talking during it. Graham, could you make the noise again?
Yeah, I went,
make
ow.
The noise. Oh, there you go.
I went, ow, you cocksucker. That's what I said.
How bad is it? Is it all right?
I'm going to shit blood for a week, but...
It's definitely not good for a baby.
No,
definitely not.
I don't think my baby made it.
My baby's like, hey man, I was watching TV.
All right, so
I have a TV in my.
So sorry.
So
TV and cold water. It was really neat.
Big J, you got a lot of catching up to do.
I know.
You have zero, and they both have two.
Fuck.
And you can't.
They both have a bruise,
and you can't punch yourself, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I would let you if you wanted to get a point for it. Okay, so we're going to start with you again, Jay.
By the way, Cody, that was for you.
Wait, he lost. Jay lost a point, so it should go to me.
No, you...
Hey, you
as far
got your...
as picking,
it was...
Yeah, what does Jay keep? Let's have the... Who picks?
Yeah, because Jay keeps picking because he keeps losing or I keep
okay,
losing.
Okay, we don't need to keep going.
Right, well,
that
the one-inch punch the one-inch punch thing really threw a confusing wrinkle
all
into
right,
it.
All right.
But okay, we'll start with you, you big baby.
So Rob Hubel's baby is going to pick the next category.
Cuckoo, gaga.
Westerns,
this could
right.
end it. This could end it. Would you like restrooms? No. Westerns? Westerns in theaters now or Sly Stallone? Rob Hubel.
In theaters now.
Okay.
Bitch.
Wait, why is that bad? Is it not cool to do that?
That's all right.
They don't know. They're all high.
It's in theaters now.
In theaters now.
Yeah. And here's what Len has to say about it. He says, I felt myself drifting away. Yeah, Len gets really introspective on this one. My life was a swirling... No, he didn't say that part. He felt himself drifting away, and then he said... I'm from the less is more school. Which is a terrible school. The tuition's really high, and you're like, I thought less was more.
Okay, and how many names?
And there are 13 names. It's from this year, 2010.
I can name it in five names.
Go to Big J. I mean, wait, which way were we going?
Yeah,
Graham.
I go.
Graham.
Come on.
Four names.
Four, he says. Jay?
Name it.
Okay.
All right, let's do this shit.
Here you go, Graham. Here's your four names.
All right, first, tell me the two things again that Lenny had said.
You don't care.
No, I do.
Dude.
I'm drifting away.
Dude, I'm looking at who the four names are, and you don't give a shit about the clues. Trust me on this. Lucas Haas, Michael Caine, Pete Postlethwaite, and Marion Cotillard.
Oh, shit. Hang on. I can't believe he doesn't already know it. Why is this confusing?
Easy.
Michael Caine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Is the clock running? I think the clock's
punch him,
running.
Punch him, punch
clock's
him.
Clock's running.
What is
clock's
punch
running.
Him? Clock's punch him running. In the back.
3, 2. Don't get distracted.
Fuck,
it's cool. It's cool. I love your
Harry
shirt.
Brown. No.
Boom!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was the ninth billed actor in Harry Brown, in which he played the title character.
God,
it's a little
board.
Movie called Inception, you dumbass. In fucking Inception.
That movie bored me. I'm sorry.
So Jay gets a point. Great. Yeah, Jay's on the board. Great.
Fuck.
You want another one in?
This is exciting. How much time do we have to wrap the show up? How much time do we have? Can we go to midnight? All right, here we go. Order another round of drinks, everybody.
I have a question. Can we kick Jay in the balls to take away that point?
Wait, how many points do I get?
You can one-inch punch his balls if you're willing to put a knuckle into his sack town. Then that's your business. I just want to get out a shout-out to Sacramento. All right. Got a show coming up there on Halloween. All right, here we go. So now Jay is in the hunt. He's got a point. And since he got the point, and who challenged who? You challenged Graham to get it right? All right, so we start with Rob again. Here we go, Rob. Do you want to go Sly Stallone, set in Seattle, or musical biopics? I love how people always have opinions on that. Like, I think I know you, Rob,
really?
And I think
musical
this
biopics?
Is the best category for you.
Do it.
Stallone.
All right.
Stallone, here we go.
Let's get serious.
All right, would you like a Stallone movie from 84, 96, or 2... Oh, we did that one already. 84 or 96?
96? Question mark?
I'm sorry, I meant 98. But you'll still take it, I'm sure.
I quit. 98.
He gives it 3 stars. He calls it entertaining. But too sophisticated and violent for the kids. So this is a movie with Sylvester Stallone from 1998 that he calls entertaining, gives it 3 stars, and he says it's too sophisticated and violent for the kids. And there are 12 performers involved in the cast list of this motion picture.
I fell asleep while you were talking. Sorry. No, I'm with
you. How many names?
I'm not good at Stallone movies. I can name it in 12 names.
I'll go 10.
9.
Wow, this is exciting. This is like watching that van drop into the river. Somebody should do a Chris Farley thing on YouTube, like, I was in a van falling into the river. All right, Rob.
I can name it in 5.
Ooh. Bolt jump. People have some ideas for what you should bid, Graham, but I think you should go from your heart.
4. Yeah,
name it.
4. Fuck.
Name it.
Name it, he says. Yes!
All right, 98, Stallone, 3 stars.
Yes.
Let's go, Cody. Let's lock it in.
Paul Mazursky. He's a director of some note. John Mahoney. Jennifer Lopez. And Danny Glover were in this movie.
What the fuck? Was this like a TBS movie?
They worked on this movie. Their artistry is featured in this movie along with Sylvester Stallone.
Does Danny Glover go, I'm too old for this shit?
What?
But he's on the toilet at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a joke from my act. Okay. Do you have anything, Graham? You think if you just pretend to be asleep, we'll just move on?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. You were, well, Graham's asleep. Here's the point. Let's go on.
I would venture to guess you have no idea and it won't come to you.
Because
this is a hard one.
Fuck.
Nothing, right?
I have nothing. I got
all right,
nothing.
I'll read,
Cody,
the, rest
I'm
the,
so
I'll read
sorry.
The rest of the names. Jane Curtin, Dan Aykroyd, Anne Bancroft, Christopher Walken, Gene Hackman, Sylvester Stallone, Sharon Stone, Woody Allen. Ants. It's called Ants.
Oh, yes!
No.
Jay has 2 points. We have a three-way tie.
Yes!
Jesus. All right, this is it. Last point wins, right? Sudden death.
This is it. No punches can get you out
no.
of this.
No.
What if we just go all punches? Just
cage
one
match.
Of us is dead.
All right, so we got set in Seattle. Oh, wait, I got to figure out who does it. Who got the point? You got the point for making him guess it, so we start with Rob again.
What the fuck? I never get to pick shit.
It's always the odd person out that gets to go. And Rob, do you want set in Seattle, musical biopics, or westerns?
Seattle.
It's a local favorite.
Oh, shit.
Parlor Live. Okay. Let's see, 1978, 1986, or 1991? Movie?
1991.
Wait, which category did you pick?
Seattle.
Oh, I got the wrong one. Hang on a second. I was looking at the movies going, that's not in Seattle. Did Buddy Holly live in Seattle?
I think so.
All right, would you like 1987 or 1989? Damn. A couple of classics made in Seattle.
Oh,
or partially
hate
shot
me.
In Seattle.
Everyone's going to
supposedly
hate me. 89,
set
89,
in Seattle.
89?
89. Here we go. 3 stars from Leonard. He's wrong. This is a 4-star classic. He calls it satisfying, though, even though he only gives it 3 stars. I've never like been satisfied and went, but not perfect. And then he also says that Lois Childs has a cameo.
Oh. Say that one
yeah,
again?
The great Lois Childs.
Lois Childs is in the movie? Stop. Of course.
Fuck. She played Holly Goodhead in Moonraker. And she has a cameo in this movie that got 3 stars in 1989. And Rob Hubel, to win the game, you have 11 names. Start the bidding.
0 names.
You've got to be kidding me. Graham Elwood and Rob Hubel are moving around, making me uncomfortable.
I will go -1.
-1 name, but I have worry that that's good strategy because is Big J going to go 2 names?
I will go to you to ask him the question. I'm not give it to him.
Name that movie.
Name it.
Okay, Graham. What's the name of the movie?
Fabulous Baker Boys. Jeff Bridges.
That is incorrect. That did take place in Seattle, but this movie also... I didn't name any names, obviously. This movie features John Cusack. It's called Say Anything.
Yeah!
Damn it! God damn it!
I thought reading all the names would be boring. Like, why read all the names now? But you did it. Big J took it down,
That's
everybody.
Right. They doubted us, Brian.
He punched his way to the top.
I'm sorry. It was him.
When did Fabulous Baker Boys come out? Was that 88?
It might have been the same year, even. You were definitely in the ballpark. Yeah, you definitely.
Maybe a little humility next time.
Yeah, the only guy that wasn't up prancing around took this shit down.
Hey, man. Babe Ruth led the league in strikeouts, but nobody fucking remembers that. I go for the fucking fence every goddamn time.
Jay.
And
Jay,
pop out.
Jay, can I give Jay a 1-inch punch for giving if I get a point? Like, can I just have a point and
it's
also
over.
Punch him?
It's over. Who are you playing for, Big Jay?
Brian.
Brian. Here, give these to him. Brian, you won copies of my CD, Professional Humoridian, available on AST Records, and Graham's CD, Comedians Got a Boo Boo.
That's right, Brian.
Available at comedyfilmnerds.com.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But now here's where things get interesting. Because I'm going to have members of the audience play against people on the stage for a chance to win more prizes.
What?
So since Big J won, let's start with him. The first person that Big J calls up here that can beat him will win a lovely prize as well. Who would you like to play against, Big J? Who, look out and pick somebody based on
Since I kicked the
creative
shit,
name tag.
Since I kicked the shit out of Graham, I'm going to go with the gentleman wearing his Palm Strike shirt. How about
oh,
that?
Oh, he's got a beautiful Palm Strike shirt on. So come down this way, sir. And step up here on the stage.
What's your name? GC? What is it?
Jesus?
All right.
GC? GC's. All right, GC. Don't try to look at the answers. And you know what? Also, go stand over there. Go stand next to Rob. Rob will let you,
you can
use
sit
his
here.
Microphone.
You can sit here. And,
yeah,
can
there
talk.
You go.
You can sit here. Sit here.
I want these people to be able to
For
see
real.
Me.
Don't try to talk into the microphone. Just sit here. And if you talk into it, I'm going to make you talk into it like a dick. A dick that hangs straight down.
It looks
down.
Like a dick, and you are a dick.
I wanted some cocoa butter.
Give it up.
All right. You can have a little bit of cocoa butter.
His initials GC stand for cocoa butter. He's kind of dumb looking. Okay. He's got a Palm Strike t-shirt on. How smart can you look? Those
he's
are
so,
also available
he's
at
so dumb.
comedyfilmnerds.com.
He can't get cocoa butter out of the bottle. That's how dumb he is.
Well, because we've replaced it with ketchup.
Yeah, lube up, GC.
Okay, he's all lubed. And we're going to play you against Big J. This is heads up. We'll let you pick the category.
Can I wait until he's done rubbing his
Talk
hands?
Into the dangling penis.
Yeah.
We'll let you pick a category, GC. Would you like to play musical biopics, westerns, or in theaters now?
Westerns.
All right, here we go.
Nice.
Everybody's had a long time to think about westerns. We've all got some in our head.
Look how lubricated his hands are.
Yeah. Jesus. Ugh. Yuck.
He's like getting ready to fist somebody.
Fist strike.
1993, 1994, or 2007? GC, which year would you like to play?
Could you say the years one more time?
Yes, I can. Could you talk into the penis one more time? I said 83, 84, 2007.
You said 93, I thought you said.
I said 47, 22, 86, hike. What did I say?
93?
He's now moisturizing his whole forearms.
Yeah.
93, 94, or 2007?
94, please.
I like how long people take to think about that. 2.5 stars. Eh, okay. I'm not going to argue. He calls it epic length. That's a good clue. Epic length. And then he also says, the special edition has 20 more minutes. And it's a Western, and there are a shit ton of names. There are 21 names. Yeah, GC, start the bidding. How many names do you think you can get this Western from 1994 that Leonard Maltin gives 2.5 stars? It's epic,
10 names.
Epic length. 10 names.
10 names.
Go 9.
Get this over with.
He said 9.
He says 9 names.
9.
That's so unnerving.
8.
8 names.
Name it.
Name it. Okay,
name
here
it.
We go. GC's going to win a prize. I have a good feeling about this. The names are Martin Cove, John Doe. John Doe. Why am I pronouncing that weird? John Doe.
Keep doing
Joe that. Johane Doe.
Brett Cullen, Taya Leone, Karen Grassley, Mackenzie Aston, Betty Buckley, and Annabeth Gish. Those are all. Those are your 8 names from a 1994 movie. 2.5 stars. It's a Western.
They're gangbanging him with microphones.
Do you have any idea, buddy?
I had an idea. Have you? I thought you. did you do this one before?
Oh, you think you're being thrown off by having heard it already? I might have.
I'm going to take a stab.
I can't keep track of this shit.
Gosh. Unforgiven. Damn it.
No. People in the audience, no.
That's stupid. 93, and that would have been 4 stars for Shizzle.
Betty Buckley wasn't in Unforgiven. James Gammon passed away recently. Mayor Winningham, Joe Beth Williams, Tom Sizemore, Isabella Rossellini, Bill Pullman, Catherine O'Hara, Michael Madsen.
Tombstone.
No, Wyatt Earp is the answer.
Wyatt Earp, yeah, they were
Mark
they came
Harmon,
out the same
Jeff
time.
Fahey, Gene Hackman, Dennis Quaid, and Kevin Costner. Wow, Wyatt Earp.
Damn it.
Kevin Costner was in Wyatt Earp? Dennis Quaid played Wyatt Earp, right?
No,
what?
Dennis...
No, Tombstone was Kurt Russell played Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, yeah.
Costner was Wyatt Earp.
Uh huh.
Am I still playing for Brian?
Oh, Dennis Quaid was the guy who had leukemia or whatever, tuberculosis. Doc Holliday. Yeah, yeah. Played by much better by Val Kilmer in Tombstone.
Yeah, yeah. Val Kilmer.
All right. Now that that's settled, get off the stage, JC. Thank you for playing.
Thanks for playing, dude. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
We have as a consolation prize, we have Graham's CD. Fuck, so enjoy that.
Oh my God! Fuck. I feel like I just delivered a baby after shaking his hand.
Rob's.
Jesus, that cocoa butter's unnerving.
That's so funny. In my mind, I really took Kevin Costner out of Wyatt Earp. I thought Dennis Quaid played Wyatt Earp, and Kevin Costner had nothing to do with it. I was like, this app is fucked up. But yeah, he was Doc Holliday. Okay, fair enough. So, nice job. Do you want to pick another person?
Sure. Let's see. I'm going to go... Wait, pick no, you already picked her once.
Pick a girl.
Wait, let me see.
Pick a girl.
Somebody that's going to win. Want somebody that's going to win. This guy says he's going to win.
All right. Right here on the corner. Right here on the corner. I can't see his name tag.
What's your name tag say?
It's not a girl.
Casey.
It's a girl's name.
Stand between these two guys and let someone else hold the microphone for you. That's enough of that shit. We don't need more of that dangling penis thing. It's distracting.
Doug,
I feel like
know.
The teacher punishing the class clown for all of his penis dangling fun. See, that guy's leaving. This is... This podcast is being ruined with your phallic microphone work. What's that, sir?
I play at home and I'm good.
Now, what game are we talking about?
Is that fucking Cocoa Butter, the board game?
No, that's called Chutes and Ladders. Okay. So Kevin Costner is in Tombstone. I mean Wyatt Earp. Okay, here we go. We're going to let you start the bidding. What's your name again? I'm sorry. Casey. All right, Casey. Would you like a In Theaters Now... Sylvester Stallone or set in Seattle?
I'll go Seattle.
Here we go, Seattle. This is from 1987. You don't get a choice because I'm out of movies. They didn't make that many movies here. 1987. And it's 2.5 stars. I think that's legit. Somebody's disagreeing. Leonard Maltin says about the movie, he says that it runs hot and cold. And then he also says... He also says, later it was a TV series. So it's hot and cold, 2.5 stars, later it was a TV series.
Don't yell out. Don't yell out.
And it's set in Seattle, and there are 9 names. Stop muttering, everybody. 9 names.
Go.
What? The penis I'll mic go. Is back. How many names can you get it in, Casey?
-1.
Oh.
Whoa. I'm here to tell you, you better deliver on that one.
Name it.
Name it, he says.
Harry and the Hendersons with future guest John Lithgow.
That's correct.
Whoa! That was nice, dude. That was nice. That was impressive.
Can I one-inch
punch
him?
That was amazing. That was amazing. You win. You win, courtesy of Rob Hubel, a Children's Hospital T-shirt with Rob Corddry with Rob Corddry's scary clown face on it, and you could see that show on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Adult Swim, yeah. Sunday nights.
Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. And here, also, let's also give you a copy of Graham's DVD, Live from Afghanistan. He entertains the troops quite often, and we all love him for that. Thank you, Casey, for playing. Okay, so we got to wrap this up soon. So let's have one more person. Graham and Rob, you put your heads together and pick somebody. We'll have one more person play against the two of you, and we'll see if somebody can win.
All right, it's going to be a lady. Ladies with their shirt off. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Wet t-shirt contest. You know what? Way, way, way in the back. That girl in the white waving her hands right there. Yeah, there you go. Come on up.
Yeah, get up here, young lady.
In the white top. Come on up.
Come through these beads over here. That'll be sexy.
Oh, there's two of them?
Come around
that
way.
The girl in the white top.
Yeah, there. She's making her way. Here she comes through the beads, up the stairs.
Yay. Where's your name tag?
Yeah, she doesn't have a name tag. So thanks for coming by. Why did you pick somebody that doesn't have a name tag?
I thought I couldn't see back there. I thought you had it. Oh, this guy.
Here we go. He made one for her.
Oh, hey. Asian guy came prepared. All right. That's great. He's got school supplies with him at all times. Way to go, future doctor.
Jessica. All right, Jessica.
That's her name, Jessica.
Jessica has a name tag. Don't beat her up, everybody that brought ones themselves. As you're leaving tonight, don't... maybe she won't win. That'll be fun if she doesn't win.
What?
Thanks for coming up here, Jessica. You think you're good at this game?
No, I thought my friend was good, but she made me come up here instead.
What the fuck?
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, damn it.
That's it.
What the fuck? I tried.
There's like 90% name tags in here, and you pick the one person who doesn't have a name tag and also admits to not being able to play the game. Let's get this over with.
Have you seen movies before?
She might win, though. She's in between
the
two of you.
The underdog.
All right.
Here we go. Jessica, The categories are growing slim. Would you like Westerns in theaters now or Sylvester Stallone?
What happened to the musical one?
All right, musical biopics. Here we go. Would you like one from 1986 or 1991?
91, please.
Here we go. Just so nicely. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls it Vivid.
That's a porn company, isn't it?
It is now, yeah, but not. I don't think it was in 91. Maybe it was. And then he says, the director appears briefly as a professor. Director of the movie appears briefly as a professor.
And it's a musical?
It's from 1991. It's a musical biopic, so that means it's about someone who's in music. So there are some, I bet there's some musical numbers in the movie. You thought it's like a musical?
So it's not going to be Sound of Music.
No, because I believe Sound of Music was made 30 years prior to 1991. Yeah.
I don't think World War II was going on during 1991.
Pick me, I know one movie. Okay. So, but you know, you can pass and maybe win anyway. There are 21 names.
I would like 20.
Okay, let's go to Graham next.
Oh, all right. I'll take 17.
Rob, it's your turn, Rob. We're letting Big J sit this out. He's.
I'll do it in 15.
15. So you can bid less now, Jessica, if you'd like.
5.
Whoa! Oh,
what the fuck? Now?
It's like whoa.
She's gonna be out of here in no time.
You know what, young lady? Name that movie!
Here we go. 5 names. Good luck.
Sound of Music.
It's not
one of the great stars of Sound of the Music. Costas Mandalore was in this movie. Wes Studi was in this movie. He's an Indian actor, if that helps you.
Do you even need any more?
Bill Kunstler was in this movie. The famed dead attorney and human rights activist. Billy Vera of Billy Vera and the Beaters was in this movie. What would you say if I don't know the rest of the song. And I don't want to pay for it. And then your fifth name is Bill Graham, who was a legendary concert promoter. So that kind of might help.
Is it Evita?
Yeah, there was that scene with that legendary concert promoter and the Indian in Evita. No, that is incorrect. I'll read the rest of the names. You guys yell it out when you know it. Crispin Glover. The Doors. Yes, The Doors.
Yes, The Doors.
Crispin Glover as Andy Warhol. I love your music. He's awesome. But thanks for playing our game,
Thank
Jessica.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
Good job, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Nice job picking a contestant.
I will pick a... We'll get a better contestant.
All right. Pick another one.
Right here. The red. You're very excited. You're ready to go. Let's go. On the front. You
Come
came
on.
Early. Let's go. She's known a lot of the movies. I can tell she's ready to play.
It's going
to
be hard to get up here like the
go.
Golden Globe Awards. We have to fill while she works her way through the crowd. There you go. That was pretty good. Oh, really? Here comes Jody, everybody.
Jody! J-O-D-I. Come on. Do me proud.
And wow, we're running out of stuff. We gotta have a winner here. It's important that you win, Jody.
Okay.
We really want you to win.
Try my best.
There's one left from each of these categories: in theaters now, Sylvester Stallone, or Set in Seattle.
Set in Seattle.
Oh
all
shit!
The way.
Oh wait, I'm out of Set in Seattle.
No!
It's you can pick from all of them: musical biopics, westerns, in theaters now, or Sly Stallone.
Apparently, westerns.
What? Not you have to. It's based on what you might know, not one guy okay. in the audience saying Western. Oh, you're with him though.
I am.
Oh, okay, so maybe. Oh,
wow, yeah. She seems excited about that. She's like, yeah. Really shitty date.
I don't want to get the back of my hand when I get home.
His name is Raheem. There's an exclamation point.
Oh, Neil.
So it's Raheem. Okay, it's like that. Remember that show on the WB, Cleghorn. Had an exclamation point for no reason. All right, so you're going to go westerns because...
I'm going to go in theaters now because that's what I want.
Okay, in theaters now. There's one movie left that I picked that's in theaters now. And Leonard says about it the following. He says... he says he came to this movie at a disadvantage because he loves the French. That's not what he said. I'm paraphrasing. He says he loves the French film on what it is based. That's what he says. And then he also says that this film did nothing for me. So this movie didn't blow him. It didn't drive him home. It did nothing for him. And there are 9 names. Start the bidding, Jessica.
Jody.
Jessica was the last one.
I miss Jessica. She was so cute without her name tag.
And her only knowing one movie.
Oh yeah, let me just give you another clue. It's not Sound of Music.
9 names.
9 names? She's taking them all, Graham. How many of them do you want?
3.
Rob. How do you like that dick microphone in your face?
I like it enough to say -2 names.
Oh, shit.
All right, Jody / Jessica.
Rob, name that movie.
All right, so what's the movie and what are the 2 names?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Are the you names... have to get them in the right order
okay.
from top to bottom, top billing
Dinner
to next
Dinner for
billing.
Schmucks, Paul Rudd, Steve Carell.
It's the other way around.
You
Steve
fucker!
Paul Rudd. Jody is our winner! Jody did it! You're really gonna get Paul Rudd?
One inch death punch.
If you one inch punch a girl, it actually gives her a baby. Congratulations, Jody.
Eat a mic.
Yeah. Wow, in your face is what, AKA, that's what she meant to say. Eat a mic. Eat this dick mic.
Why would it be Steve Carell, then Paul Rudd?
Because,
Steve Carell's a bigger name?
Yeah, he's
yeah,
a big,
the posters probably, their names are left to right, and Rudd's is a little higher, and Steve Carell's a little lower, but that translates in print as just Steve's first. And
Steve got top billing on
so
that.
So does Jody win $10,000?
No, close. She won a she won a copy of Doug Benson Professional Humoridian, and she won a Palm Strike t-shirt from Graham Elwood, and she won a Too Drunk to Tweet t-shirt from me and DonkeyTees.com.
Thanks for playing, Jody.
Nice.
There's all your stuff, Jody. Take it all. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you. Good job playing the game. And normally there's so many losers tonight. I can't really get two people. Well, just yeah, start yelling out people for me to call a shithead. Okay, I got it. Get ready with the end theme. First of all, round of applause for all these guys. Rob Hubel. He's in the other guys for a minute. Graham Elwood. He's available in stores now. Big Irish J. Come down to Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington, to see him ply his trade before many great headliners. And as always, Rob Hubel, Graham Elwood, and Big Irish J are shitheads.
Yeah. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves
so much. That was so awesome. We really appreciate you coming out. And we'll see you over in the Shane room if you want to come by and say hi. Thank you.